ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Brittany J's tea for the day.
Yes, and today is Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, we made it. It's been 2 weeks in one, and I'm just happy to make it. I'm happy to be here. All right, ready?
Yep.
Lori Loughlin, a.k.a. Aunt Becky. So her and her daughter, they've been losing out on money since this college admission scandal.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So Becky, she lost her role on Fuller House.
Mm-hmm.
And what? A production source says that there's no plans for her to return to season 5. Like, that's it. It's
good.
Finished for her.
Yep, good.
Hallmark says that they're no longer working with her. They stopped productions on everything she's involved in.
Good.
And said that they're saddened by the allegations. So it's clearly a direct reflection of what happened.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Tresemme, the beauty company that makes shampoo and stuff like that, Jay dropped her daughter, Olivia. Mm-hmm. They said, we take this very seriously and are no longer working with her. A rep for Sephora, the makeup company, after this, they said the partnership is ended effective immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And did you know that they took her part off right off the site, but did you know that her daughter, like Olivia, was on the boat on a yacht in Bahamas with the, what's his dude's name? The USC's chairman. His yacht with,
really?
His, with his daughter. Yeah.
What?
Really? So when everything when the news broke, so when everything happened, they docked and got back to homeland. Yeah, it's pretty intense. Let's talk about Michael Jackson's kids.
Mm.
Prince, Paris, and Blanket. They might be filing a lawsuit against Ray Robeson and James Safechuck.
Get them.
So if it happens, they will be suing these guys for fraud, emotional distress, slander, and misrepresentation. And the kids don't even want cash. They just want, like, they want them to stop lying and apologize. Or stop allegedly lying and to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
They said they want to carry their father's legacy of philanthropy and humility. My thing with this is, where do you even start with the whole, like, who's right and who's wrong? Like, how do you even begin to prove when one of the parties is dead? I don't understand. Like, how does this go?
Exactly.
So, like, are they just suing them just to shut them up? Like, that maybe that's the goal? Because we're never going to know the truth at this point. Let's talk about Wendy Williams and Howard Stern. This is very...
Whoa.
Exactly. Okay?
How?
Son. All right, so Wendy, she back on the show. She came back last week, right? She was on the show. She was talking about Howard dropping a new book. So Wendy said, he's Hollywood now. She said, Howard, I love you, but since you're gone Hollywood, everything you say is so predictable. That's my Wendy impression. I don't know. I probably didn't nail that.
you forgot the how you did.
How you doing? So then she said, you started like me being of the people, but at some point you sat behind that microphone too long. So it was like, all right, she's trying to, I guess she's calling her quote-unquote friend out. Mm-hmm. So Howard goes, say less, sis. He goes, she's a bug-eyed can't with the U.
Mm.
Let that register.
Mm.
Okay, it's a bad word. I can't say it.
But see you next Tuesday?
Yeah! That's it. Next Tuesday. That word. So then he goes, you got those big fake breasts, and I'm Hollywood. Shut the F up. She doesn't know how he lives his life. Worry about your husband. We all know it's allegedly trash. Bombs everywhere. Explosions. It's Baghdad, okay? So he calls her a cow. He called her a broad-faced B-word.
What?
Then asked her if she was born a woman or a man.
Pew, 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 pew.
The Uzi. Hit him with the Uzi. Then he said, you're never going to be me. You don't have my wit or my talent. F RuPaul.
What?
Listen. Finish. So Wendy goes on her show. She says, I heard he said some bad things about me. I still admire you, but the truth is the truth.
Oh, man.
Yep.
And then your husband should be making a call.
The husband should be making a call. I mean, he got a lot of calls to make because he got a lot of allegations against him right now. This got to be the least of his damn worries.
Yeah,
sis, you got that lady pregnant or not? Did she really live in the house down the street from y'all or not? What's your name on the mailbox? Can you tell us that?
Well, damn.
There's no way Howard said all of that.
He did!
In one breath.
I took a couple of breaths. I'm sure he took one or two. But it was in one sitting. Yes, absolutely.
No.
He was pissed.
No.
Howard went in.
He was pissed.
You know, he could be reckless, too, so.
He can. I don't know who she thought she was dealing with. That man, listen, he's not a legend for no reason. Like, his mouth is slick. So, that's it for the team.
With that being said, keep right here. We got more. Flip side. It's not 93.7.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.